Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
We're so glad to be with you today and wherever you are in the world. And I just thank the Lord for all you folks that are listening. I thank God for the ones that are contacting us. We've had over 500 people contact us just from China alone. Then we could mention all the other countries and people that are listening to this program. And I thank God for all you that are listening. And we'll be praying for you, and you pray for us that God will use this program. Now, this program is simply saying this, that the God that created us and created the sun, moon, and stars, created this universe, he has spoken to mankind, and he took on a human body, came to this earth, and then he had 12 apostles, and he said that his Holy Spirit would guide them, and so guide them into all truth. And so they wrote the New Testament of the Bible, and they wrote, in fact, God's people wrote the whole Bible of 66 books. And so this Bible was translated into many different languages. And in 1611, the translators translated it into the English language. And then it's been translated into the languages of the whole world. But recently in modern times, there's been putting out versions of the Bible that are counterfeit. I mean, they have a similarity to the truth, but the words have been changed in many cases. And so we're upholding the true text. Now, the true text is called the received text. That's the text that has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. Or we could say the apostolic text, the text that Christ gave to his 12 apostles. And it were found in many of the ancient languages, and the King James is based on that text. The Bible says about this text, it says, the words of the Lord are pure words. A silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. In Psalms 12, 6, and 7. And the God that created us not only gave those words perfect thousands of years ago, but said by his almighty power he would keep those words. And so we can trace the history of the words behind the King James right back to the apostles. And they're found in texts like the Syriac Peshitta text, the Koine Greek text, the italic text of the Old Latin, the Gothic text, and so on, have come down to us. And so we have them today in the authorized King James Bible. And we know that this is the text that God has used. This is the text that God Almighty has said was his pure words. And we talk about that continually on this program, and that's what the program is all about. For instance, God said, I'll honor my word above all my name. And so even when the presidents of the United States put their hands on the Bible, it's a King James Bible, because that's the Bible that God has honored. Abraham Lincoln said his Baptist mother brought him up with the King James Bible, and he says, this book is the greatest book that was ever written. And then it says, in the Bible, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger will they not follow. Hundreds of counterfeits have come out, like the New American Standard, the New International Version, our Revised Standard Version, and a lot of different other ones that most of them we've forgotten, you know, now. But this one has, they've put out 5 billion copies of this authorized King James Bible. And God says, my sheep hear my voice. They have heard the voice of God in this Bible. And so now, before we go on any further, we're going to have Brother Al Davis, and he has a report on science in the Bible, and he always does a fantastic job, so he's going to be talking now.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And again, just a reminder of people that they can go online at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And they can learn more about Bruce Musselman and more about this program. They can also listen to past programs at whereisgodsword.com. So you can check that out. There's also some resources there and some other material that Bruce has available online at whereisgodsword.com. Well, I wanted to talk about something here today. And in Leviticus chapter 1, there's an interesting passage here. And it starts in Leviticus chapter 15 and verse 1. Leviticus chapter 15, verse 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is uncleanness. Every bed whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean, and everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean, and whosoever toucheth his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. And he that sat on anything whereon he sat that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and shall be unclean until the even. And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is unclean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And what saddle soever he rideth upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth any thing that was under him shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And whosoever he toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even." And it goes on talking more about this, but you get the point here. It's talking about a person who has a type of rash or lesion in his flesh, sores, that are running. And anybody that touches anything that he's been around or touched or sat on or anybody that's touched him is going to be also unclean and has to bathe. Now, they didn't understand the principle here, and it used to be that there were things that were really a problem, like smallpox and related things like cowpox and monkeypox and things like that. And then there's other illnesses and all, but I'm thinking about these pox illnesses in particular. We've basically eliminated smallpox, and we were able to do it because they discovered that smallpox and its cousins, monkeypox and cowpox, were spread by people who had the sores. There was a running issue from the sores, and that if you touch that, they didn't know about viruses and such at the time, but that would spread to you. Now, that led to the rise in the 1700s of what they called germ theory, or the idea that it wasn't poisonous vapors that caused these diseases. They would say there would be like a miasma, I think I'm pronouncing that right, of poisonous vapors that would arise from the earth or the interaction with the earth and various planets and stars and things like that that would give rise to these poisonous vapors that would cause outbreaks of these diseases. Well, Pasteur in France in 1850s, he discovered bacteria and how they transmit diseases and all that. And to make a long story short, it led to the development of vaccinations because they had found that by being exposed to cowpox, for instance, the milkmaids in the 1700s, for instance, they noticed that would milk the cow that had cowpox, and they would get some of the secretions from the ulcers that form from the cowpox on their hands, and it would give them somewhat of an immunity against smallpox. And they began discovering vaccinations as a result of this. Because of the way that diseases spread, they also began instituting things to reduce the contamination cleaning and isolating the person with the disease, and then cleaning everything and washing everything real well that he touched, anything that he sat on, clothes that he wore, wash the person, wash after you were in contact with the person, all these sorts of things that we practice today in modern medicine and hygiene. And yet here it is in the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 15, God had warned them about a man that has a running issue out of his flesh, just like you would have with smallpox or some related illness like that, or similar type of illness, the people you came in contact would be unclean as well. And I got thinking about that, and this is a picture of sin too, isn't it? Because people think that the sins that they do doesn't hurt anybody else, but oftentimes our sin can contaminate those around us, and that's why it's so good that Jesus Christ came and paid for our sins so we can be delivered from the power of sin. Well, I think that's an interesting thing. We're in that flu, cold and flu season. Time to think about that. And just like it said over in chapter 13, let's see if I can read that real quick here, and just I'll close with this verse. Leviticus chapter 13 talked about the leper whom had the plague is in verse 45. His clothes shall be rent, his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. See, think about that the next time you see somebody with a mask over their face, huh? So how about that?
Yeah, that's a good report. Brother Davis here has the degree from the University of Colorado.
Colorado State. Yeah.
And he does a great job on this. I always am interested in those reports that he gives all the time. And, you know, I think God writes, he knows the past, and he could write the past in the Bible, but he writes the future just like he writes the past. Because you see in the Bible very clearly refers to airplane flight in the book of Revelation, and then you see television also in the book of Revelation, because it talks about and as far as television is concerned, and people actually have it on their where do they have that they wear on their arms their what do they call that?
You mean the I remember I'm thinking of the old Dick Tracy cartoon where he had the TV wristwatch, but
yeah, they have their computer on their arm. You know, they have their I forget the name of it. Boy, it shows where I'm at.
Well, I know with your cell phone,
but it has a TV on.
You can watch television on your cell phone.
Yeah, that's what they call it, cell phone.
I have mine in my pocket.
Yeah, so you can watch TV on your cell phone. Well, you know, it talks about the false prophets or the two prophets of God that come in the book of Revelation. Moses and Elijah, it says these are the two witnesses who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. It was Moses and Elijah, although some people see it was somebody else. But anyway, they come into Jerusalem, and when their ministry is finished, the Antichrist kills them and says the dead bodies lie on the street of Jerusalem, and then God raises them from the dead and says the whole world watches. Well, how's the whole world watch them unless they watch them on their cell phones or on their TV cameras, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's right there. In another place, it talks about John describes an airplane when he says there were given unto her the wings of a great eagle, and she did fly into the desert. If that's not talking about an airplane, I don't know what is. So God writes the future just like he knows the future, just like he knows the past. And so we have a God that is all-powerful. He runs the stars. That God's name is Jesus. But we're going to talk about him a little bit today, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And you know, when I went to Israel, I had to have a passport, and it showed where I was born and had a picture of me and it had all about me. And when somebody comes into Israel, they have to have a passport. Well, when Jesus came to Israel, he had a passport. You know how long his passport was? 39 books that was in his passport. I only had a tiny book, a small book of a few pages, but they looked at that and let me in. But when he came, he had 39 books written about him before he came. It gave the exact year that he would come. It gave the exact place where he was going to be born. It gave the miracles that he was going to do. It talked about his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and who he was, because this was the Lord of glory that came. And one of the things in his passport we're going to read about today from Isaiah chapter 9, and in the book of Isaiah, has 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. And interestingly enough, there are 66 books in the Bible, in the King James Bible. There's 66 books. And the 66 chapters of Isaiah correspond with the 66 chapters in the King James Bible. Now, I don't think the King James translators knew what they were doing when they did that, when that came out. That is, God Almighty said he would preserve his words. If he said he would preserve his words, and with men of other tongues, that is, other languages, he'd speak to this people, then he guided those translators and say, we have his perfect words today, and the Holy Spirit guides God's people to this version. The other versions last till the advertising stops, they die out, but this one continues on despite the attacks of all the enemies. When Jesus was on the earth, he had enemies, the Pharisees, that attacked him. But just the same, Jesus said, I'll abide with you forever. And he abides with us in his words. That abides with us. And he abides with us in his Holy Spirit. And so just as Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come. So he connects his words with himself. So just as the Pharisees attacked Jesus in his day when he was in the flesh, so the Pharisees today, and they were religious leaders in their day that attacked Jesus. They attacked Jesus by attacking his words that are found in the King James Bible. And that's harsh, but it may sound harsh, but that is the absolute truth. And God has left his words here, and we have them today. A lot of people talk about the Bible being the authority, but they don't even have a Bible that they can identify as the authority. And they're using all kinds of versions. God says that in the name of Jesus, Paul says, in the name of Christ, he says, I beseech you that you all speak the same thing. And yet you hear on the radio, man, even one preacher's using about three Bibles he's recommending that all disagree with each other. Now, I tell you, he may be a good guy, but I tell you, Satan's got has deceived him in that respect. You know, the church at Laodicea, one of the things it says about them was they were blind. And the thing that's going on today with all these versions that disagree in hundreds of places, they're blind. They're spiritually blind. And it doesn't matter how smart they are, how good they sound, they're spiritually blind. They don't recognize this. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. And God's word is true. Well, we can't. And the words of the Lord are pure words. The silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them all. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he runs those stars within a fraction of a second. And I'll tell you, what kind of a God have you? God that can't fight his way out of a paper bag? No, I have a God that upholds the universe, and he certainly can protect his words. You know, I just think about this program. I never planned to be on here. Somebody invites me to come on. You know, and then somebody else comes up and says, I'll pay for it. And pretty soon we're on all over the world. Well, I cannot help but believe that God Almighty was behind this, because he has his words today, and they're in the King James Bible, and they're translated all over the world. But the Bible societies are putting out counterfeits today in other languages. But people are putting out, and we've had them on the radio, they're translating the King James into other languages, and they are putting out the King James Bibles, and you can get them worldwide, and they're putting out translations based on this text. Now, I want to get down to some basic stuff today. I see sometimes in programs on radio and television, they don't talk about some of the basic things of Christianity. But what is Christianity all about? And this is one of the passports for Jesus, found in Isaiah 9:6. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now, what it's saying here is that the God of this universe, who is a spirit being, all-powerful spirit being who created the universe, he is going to take up a body and come into this earth as a child. So it says a child is born. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms, a body hast thou made me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. The eternal Spirit of God was going to take on a human body. Now, it says he was born. So that means he was born, and he was born in the town of Bethlehem. And we date our time from his birth. That is, he didn't begin there. He always was, but he took on a human body there. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And so he is called the Son of God, and his relationship to the Father is a relationship of a father and his son. And the sonship is connected with his incarnation, that is, taking on a human body. It says, King David talks about this. He says, I will declare the decree of the Lord, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. So his sonship is connected with him begetting, meaning that he is taking on a human body. And he did that 2016 years ago in Bethlehem, Israel. That's a real town. I have been there. I have a friend that has a Baptist church in Bethlehem. And it says, this son is given. He came to this earth. And it says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And so eventually, and very soon, as the world is uniting to send an army into Israel, when that army goes into Israel, Jesus will appear out of heaven to defeat that army, and he will be the president of the United States. He will be the king of England. He will be the prime minister of China and the prime minister of Israel, and be the absolute monarch, king of the whole world. He will be the leader and head of the government. It says, his name, government, and it shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Well, if you're saved, Jesus is wonderful. He's wonderful in his birth. He's wonderful in his death, because his death on the cross is the most wonderful thing that ever happened, when he was beaten in our place. And some Muslims believe that the angels will beat them for their sin when they die. Listen, this man, Jesus Christ, was beaten in your place, was punished for every sin you ever did or ever will do when you receive him as Lord and Savior. And that means there will be no more punishment for you, because God is keeping a record of your sins. And if you do not receive Jesus Christ, you will be punished for every sin you ever did. But Jesus Christ is God who came and took your punishment. So he is wonderful, and you will meet God in great joy, and his counselor. Now, that is, he is our advisor, he is our counselor, but it could be that it's referring to he is our lawyer. But you know, the Bible says Jesus is the judge of the whole world. Well, if he's our lawyer, he's my judge, my lawyer is my judge. I can't lose. And I can't lose, because when I get up there and the devil says, look at Bruce, what he has done, and brings out my sin, Jesus says, yes, but here is my blood that was shed, and my sins have been paid for, and now you can come into heaven. And I tell you, when I die, I'll tell you who's going to meet me. It's not going to be Buddha or Mohammed or Blessed Mary or Blessed Joseph or anybody else. It's Jesus is going to open the pearly gates of heaven and invite me into heaven, because he's my lawyer. But not only that, he is my judge. And as my judge, he says, I see no fault with him. And it says, he is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Every Christian will meet God with great joy, because there'll be no record they ever sinned. So he's wonderful, counselor. And then Jesus is the mighty God. And I never cease to be amazed. Jesus is the mighty God. When an army came up against Israel of 185,000 men, and the general mocked God and said, we've conquered all the other gods of the nations, and we're going to conquer you, Jehovah. And Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said, took the letter to the temple. He says to God, you see what he said about you? And the prophet of God, Isaiah, came and said, I have a letter from Jehovah God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, tell him tomorrow the virgin-born girls in Jerusalem be laughing at Sennacherib with an army of 185,000 men. And when it dawned the next day, it was silent there, and there was 185,000 corpses outside the city. And it says, the everlasting Father, the Bible says he'd be born in Bethlehem, but the one that's born in Bethlehem, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, he was God, never had a beginning, never will have an end. And he's a father to every one of you. If you want to be, you accept him as Lord and Savior, he'll be your father. He'll take care of you all through this life and all through the next life. And you'll join God's forever family. You can't beat that. And today you could say, wherever you are, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. I accept you as my God and my Savior, and you will have eternal life, and you will know the mighty God, and God will give you peace in your heart and soul. He's the Prince of Peace. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.